Thank you for listening to Caffeinated Chicks, Motivating Women. Welcome to our lifestyle and personal development podcast, where we encourage you to be authentically you and keep it real. I'm your host, Abby.
And I'm her cousin, Rachel. We know it's Monday and we know you're tired. Our goal is to help you feel motivated, inspired, and ready to face whatever it is the week throws at you.
Come sit with us.
Grab your coffee and dive into meaningful conversation that will elevate your life.
Hi guys, it's Abby and Rachel.
Hey.
And we are Caffeinated Chicks. We kind of dropped the ball again. It's been a kind of a crazy end of last year and into this year. A lot's happened between the two of us, and we're back and we're ready to share more episodes and more fun things with you guys. So, Rachel.
Well, they don't expect us to be consistent.
Yes. We're going to kind of go into this as kind of whenever we're feeling like putting out an episode, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think that'll work better just for our schedules and our sanity.
Yes, I agree. We want to keep this very fun and lighthearted. So That's what we're going to do. And we might try some different things this year too as our new season. And see where we go from there and see what you guys think. So we're excited to share all we have for you guys.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, what are you drinking today?
I am drinking my adrenal cocktail, which I think I've mentioned on this podcast before. So it's just a mixture of orange juice, organic coconut water, mineral salt, and actually added a probiotic to it today. So, yeah, that's what I'm drinking.
Sounds delicious.
It is. How about you, Abby?
I'm drinking water this morning. I've been trying a new thing where I drink at least a glass of water before I drink my coffee. And I've heard there's a lot of good benefits to that. So I'm going to start trying that and see if that makes a difference on my grogginess in the mornings.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it helps keep you hydrated before the coffee dehydrates you.
Yes, exactly. And I am very good at staying dehydrated with all the caffeine.
I'm pretty sure that I think I've heard and done research and seen just drinking one cup of water in the morning is supposed to kind of just like kickstart your body.
Yeah.
Like all of your organs, get them to start working like they're supposed to in the morning. So yeah, very fascinating and probably very effective. Although I probably won't do it.
Yeah. we're trying something new. Let's see if we actually stick to it. But yeah.
Yep. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. Alrighty, Rachel, what are you grateful for? What's your current favorite thing? I guess we kind of switched it up now. So
yep. My current favorite thing. Okay. So, and this last trip in Guatemala, the guy who played drums for us, he introduced me to a TV show called La Casa de Papel, which I think is called Money Heist in English. And he was like, Rachel, you have to watch this in Spanish. I'm like, okay, yeah, I can do that. And it's been way too addicting.
Oh, no.
I think I'm on like the fifth season, and it's I just got back from Guatemala January 5th.
It's fine.
So 1 month later, I've like watched five seasons of a TV show. But in my defense, there's only like eight episodes in each season. So
okay, that's fair.
But I think along with that being my current favorite thing, my other current favorite thing is one of the characters in the show has just the most awkward laugh, but it's so funny. And so I've discovered that my friend can mimic it to a T, and he would send me audio messages of him doing it. And so just my current favorite thing is receiving audio messages from him laughing like Denver, because it's the funniest thing.
Cute. Oh.
So yeah, that's my current favorite thing. How about you, Abby?
So sweet. I actually have two current favorite things right now. So my first one is my husband made me these little like Lego roses, and aww. I am completely awful at keeping anything that is a plant alive.
I'm glad you clarified.
Yes. At my work, my coworkers have taken over my desk and started taking care of my plants because I killed all of them.
Oh, no.
So they are trying to revive them currently. And it's funny. So that is my current favorite thing. That's one of them. And then my other one is my sister moved back to Minnesota. So I'm super excited Yay! About that. And I get to see her and my niece and my her husband as well. So I'm super excited.
Yes. Oh, that's so happy. I'm so excited that they're back too.
Yes. I'm so like overjoyed and loving all the time with them. So
yes, absolutely. All right. So our topic for today is a get to know you episode. I know that we kind of promised you guys way back when, I think, that we were going to start doing these get to know you episodes so you could learn a little bit about my cousin and I, and hopefully just enjoy getting to know us. So we are going to discuss hobbies and talents today. So we just kind of have a long list of questions we've asked each other, and we're just going to answer the questions and you guys will get to learn a little bit more about who we are. So that being said, Abby, what are you good at? What is one of your talents, or more than one of your talents?
So I have a couple, but like the main ones that I have would be drawing. I do a little bit of drawing for my son every once in a while, and it's kind of cute because now he's started drawing and he's got his own little sketchbook, and so he's kind of taking that off, so that's kind of cool. So that one's one of them, and then my other one would be guitar. I sing and play guitar. It's been a little bit since I've kind of kept it into practice, but it is one of my hobbies and talents.
Yeah. Do you still have it? You still have your guitar, right?
I do. Right now it is sitting on our wall.
Hey, being displayed.
Yeah. Well, we have a string on the guitar that got broken because it was a wall decor, and my son was messing around and playing with it, making some music, and one of the strings broke, and so we haven't had the time to fix it yet. So I'm really bummed because I really like playing.
Yeah, that would be good to pick that up again.
Yeah.
We did it a lot growing up.
Oh, yeah. I love doing it and learning new songs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, for me, and if you've been following us at all on our podcast, you probably already know this. So this is just not going to be a whole lot of new for you. But I would say as far as my talents go, I'm going to take Abby's and tell her, or and say two as well. Sorry, guys, words are hard. My first one would be Spanish. First and foremost, that's just always come very naturally and very easy for me. And then my other one would be ukulele, which is, as according to the missionary in Guatemala that I go to Guatemala with, it is a little guitar that hasn't taken its vitamins yet.
Oh my goodness, cute.
Oh. Yep. So, Abby, how long did it take you to get good at drawing and guitar? And I know for drawing, I'm not sure if that's really the right question to ask because I know you've been doing it ever since you can remember. But
yeah, like ever since I was a child, honestly, I used to draw all the time. And now occasionally I'll draw something if we're going out to a restaurant and Odin will ask, or my other child will ask if I want to draw something, and I kind of just do the free draw. So I'll like take a look at a picture and just kind of compare the two and then kind of free draw and freehand it. So I like to do that every once in a while, but I don't sit down and like work on it very often. So it's just kind of one of those talents that I've had for a really long time, and it just comes very natural to me. So it's not something I need to sit and practice a bunch, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep. How about guitar? How long did it take you to get good at that?
I'm still working on that. I have been playing guitar since, let's see here, 2012, 2013. Mm-hmm. It's been a long while, actually. But
yeah, since just before I graduated high school.
Yeah, yep. That is when I graduated high school. So it's been a hot minute, but I kind of self-taught myself that by kind of practicing by watching YouTube videos and stuff like that. And then I had one or two lessons with like one of our cousins growing up.
Oh, sure.
So if you remember Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So he gave me a lesson or two. So
I definitely didn't realize that you were self-taught on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I realized my dad actually played guitar a little bit too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But he never taught me. So I still like self-taught, sure. But it was kind of cool to see that he's also played before too.
Sure. Huh. Well, for me, let me think. So Spanish has always come, like I said, pretty naturally to me. Of course, it still took time to learn grammar, took time to memorize vocab and all that kind of stuff. And so I would say maybe just like a couple of years, but I almost don't count the first couple of years because my consistency in learning was kind of sporadic. And okay. So it's not like when I went to Peru where I was there for the whole time and learning constantly. So yeah, probably a couple of years, but as far as just like the accent and the ability to capture like and remember words, and that's kind of always been there. I think I remember I had a friend who, she was actually a missionary kid from Peru, and I used to, before I spoke Spanish, I used to read like these little like children's books you'd get out of cereal boxes that they would send us, but they were Spanish. Which was they were Spanish English, which I thought was so cool. And so I would buy the Cheerio box just so I could get the Spanish English little child's book.
That's cool. I didn't know they did that.
So I don't think they do it anymore. But yeah, so I would read it to my friend and she was always like, your accent is so good. And this was before I really even knew Spanish, which was kind of cool. So that was that. And then as far as ukulele goes, I think Levi bought me my uke for my birthday in 2021, probably. And so I guess it's been like almost 3 years now of playing it.
Okay.
But I feel like lately I have improved even a lot more just because on the last trip to Guatemala, we did like evangelistic concerts. And so I was playing my uke with the band. And then recently Andre, which is the same guy who mimics the laugh perfectly from the show when I'm saying my favorite thing, he has been sending me a lot of stuff that he's been wanting me to learn, and they've been very tricky, and I have been able to do it to like much to my surprise, which has been kind of cool. So even in just like the last 1 month since I've been back from Guatemala, I think like my ability has improved a lot, and even with like strumming patterns and just like difficult things like that, it's been cool. And I've been challenging myself to play chords that I avoid because they're too hard. But there still are some chords that my fingers legitimately cannot reach. And I thought a ukulele would be easier because that's one of the reasons why I was always scared of guitar. Because I felt like I could never bend my hand in the way to get my fingers to go.
It definitely takes a lot of practice. I can definitely attest to that.
I thought the ukulele would be easier, but there's still some chords that all of a sudden it's like, my hand's not that big.
Right.
as far as being self-taught or anything like that, Spanish is obviously not self-taught. I mean, like there's an aspect of it, but I took 2 years in high school and then I had language helpers in Peru. I even had someone who taught me when I was in Guatemala for a month. So that's not self-taught. But ukulele is. So this was one of those things where I wanted an instrument that I could play for my enjoyment, that I could take places easily. And growing up, you know, I played the piano, but you can't just pack up a piano and take it wherever you want to go.
No.
And so I just wanted an instrument that I could enjoy that was portable. And I'm really glad I picked it up because, I look back over my life and you can probably attest to this too, Abby, just like in high school, how important sports and everything was to me.
Oh yeah.
And now it's like, I'm 27 years old and I don't play any of those sports anymore. but what could I have been doing? I could be playing music.
Yep.
So I look at like my friend Andre, for example, he plays the bass, he plays the drums, he plays the ukulele, he plays the guitar, he plays the piano, because that's what he did growing up. Like, and so it's just, I look back over my life and I wish that I would have invested time in learning several instruments rather than playing sports. Not that I don't love what came from, you know, sports, but yeah. And so I picked up the ukulele because I just really wanted to have something that I could do forever, because that's what people can do. You know, you stop playing sports eventually, but you always have the ability to play an instrument even until you're old. And that's kind of why I did that.
Was there something that like drew you to picking the ukulele?
I had a friend at camp that had one time, and I always thought that was cool because it was just this tiny little guitar. It didn't feel as intimidating. And I liked the sound of it. I kind of just liked the Hawaii vibes that it gave off just because of how it sounded. And I was like, that sounds like it would be fun. But I also am one person that while I can sing, rhythm has always been hard for me. That's why people who play the drums like amaze me, because I could not. I will sit there and watch them just mesmerized because I don't understand. And so I was a little bit scared to even purchase and make the jump because it was like, what if I'm not capable of doing it? What if, you know, there's always that. But I don't know. I just was like, hey, honey, I want a ukulele for my birthday, and kind of went from there. And yeah, I learned just like you did, watching YouTube videos, looking up chords, obviously having to look up all the like music with the chords, because I do not play by ear.
Yeah.
Which same. My friend, as I mentioned, plays all of his instruments by ear.
Oh my goodness. I wish I was that talented.
I know. Well, fun fact and little cultural fact about Guatemala. So there, they don't really have music schools. Like in America, it's very huge, but in Guatemala, it's really not. They have some, but they're usually pretty expensive. And so if you want to learn an instrument, you have to learn by ear. So almost every Guatemalan who plays an instrument can't even read music. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
That is pretty incredible.
Uh-huh.
Like, right? It's crazy to think.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Huh. All right. Abby, what skill would you like to work on developing?
Actually, I would say both of them, because clearly I have not been able to work on them as much as I would like. Really, I've been focusing more on my cricket. So I kind of build and make different crafts on that more than anything. But I do want to get back into playing guitar and learning more music again, fixing my guitar string, and just kind of drawing more, I think. It's just been a while, so there's been a lot of other things on our plate lately and trying to get that done, so that's kind of taking the back burner.
Now that makes sense. Do you have any other like skill or something like that you would want to learn and develop that's kind of just been on the back of your mind, like I want to try that sometime?
Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head. I'd actually have to like sit down and think about it a little bit more. But yeah, there's definitely a couple of different things that would probably interest me if I sat down and thought about it a little bit more.
Yeah. So I think honestly, I mean, I want to continue, obviously, just like you said, I want my Spanish to continue to improve. And so I've been doing like this show, for example, has made a huge difference because it's Spain Spanish. And so they speak totally different and they have totally different words and they speak very fast.
Okay.
So it's been challenging to me to actually watch and understand the show. And obviously there's parts I miss because of words I don't know. But usually context kind of, you know, gets some of those. I would love to just keep improving my Spanish. And then same with the ukulele. I love playing it. So much fun. But I mean, if I were to pick a skill that I don't currently have that I used to have, would be the piano. Like,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, I think, and I haven't decided if I'm just going to take the jump and just invest myself in it but I would like to buy like a keyboard because we don't have space for a piano in our house.
Yeah.
But I would like to buy a keyboard and then just like start playing again. But that means if I do buy it, then I have to play yes. it.
Yeah.
So that's, I haven't 100% decided if I want to take that jump or not, but yeah.
That would be amazing. I loved when you played piano. I would always be so mesmerized by it.
I don't honestly know how I did it because the other day I was practicing for worship team, like my alto part. So I was playing it out on the piano really quick, just like the one notes, you know? And then I just got curious to see if I could play the song with both of my hands. And I could not figure out how you look at the treble clef and the bass clef at the same time and play them at the same time. And that used to be a breeze for me years ago. Yeah. So I'm like, how did I do this before? Like, this is hard.
Yep. Takes practice.
Yeah, it does. So yeah, we'll see. See what happens. Abby, what skill or talent do you get complimented on the most?
Probably singing and drawing.
Yep. I could see that.
Yeah. A lot of people are amazed. Like, I know, Rachel, you can do this too, but a lot of people are amazed when they see somebody who can draw and not like trace or like just look at a picture and go back and forth and be like, yep, I got it.
Uh-huh.
So I definitely get lots of comments from that. I've gotten that my whole life, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Several of them have come from me, I think, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I can do that too, but my downside with drawing is I can't see a picture in my head and then draw it.
Yeah.
I have to be able to see something else. Yep. And then I can do it perfectly fine.
Oh yeah.
And generally like animated things. I struggle with like real people kind of things.
Yeah, I can do more like the cartoon animation mm-hmm. type things too. I'm not good with realistic type drawings.
Yep. I forgot to ask you, how did you get interested in guitar and drawing?
Drawing was an interest through my dad. My dad would draw all the time when I was younger, and I just kind of saw that. Yep. So I kind of just started picking it up from watching my dad. And then guitar, I would say I grew interest in that from when I was younger and when I was in choir and music and stuff in school. And that just kind of made me want to try an instrument. And at one point in my life, I wanted to be a musician. And then I was like, I can't do that. I'm too shy.
Oh, whatever. Oh, you so could have.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man. Let's see. The one I get complimented on the most, I do get complimented on the ukulele a fair amount, mostly coming from my friend who makes me learn all these new crazy songs.
Yeah.
And then some because I do use it in Guatemala for a lot of our mission trips, or every one of our mission trips. But I think if I were to say which one I get complimented on the most, it's easily my Spanish. It's funny because all the time. I mean, I can't tell you how many people, like, the first thing out of their mouths when I speak to them is Spanish is, wow, you have a really good accent.
Yeah.
Or, wow, your Spanish is really good. And it's almost to the point where if someone doesn't, I'm like, wait.
You're like, wait, was that not good enough?
I know, because I'm so used to hearing people say it. Just this last trip, so my parents came with.
Yep.
And this one pastor came up to me and he goes, wait, those are your parents? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh. Where are they from? It's like America. He's like, oh, I thought you were from Argentina. Nope. And then there was another guy who thought I was from Europe or Spain, like somewhere in that area. And then there's this sweet little girl at the last church that we went to. It was her and this other little boy, and they were talking to me. They're probably like 7 or 8, and the boy goes, "Speak in English," and I was like, "Why?" And he was like, just do it. I was like, but I don't have to. I speak Spanish. And all these things I'm saying in Spanish.
Yeah.
And finally, the little girl just hits him. And she goes, don't you get it? She can't speak English.
Oh, goodness.
I was like, yes, I can. And then the shift in her face, like her jaw drops and her eyes get wide. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, like I'm from America. Where did you think I was from? Europe?
Cute.
So that's fun. So yeah, I get complimented on that one the most. And it's always entertaining.
That is so freaking sweet.
What skill or talent do you wish you were good at, Abby?
I wish I was good at? I wish I could play like more instruments.
Yep.
Honestly, mm-hmm. I think that would be so cool. Or just like, I don't know, like be even more talented in drawing, like an actual artist, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
That'd be cool. What about you, Rachel? Yeah, no.
I think I didn't realize that I totally already answered this question earlier with just the idea of wishing I would have spent more time on music. Yeah. And I would have loved to be good at several instruments. I mean, just like I said, seeing this friend of mine, it's like, wow, that's awesome. And so I think, yeah, really anything music. I wish I would have even taken like voice lessons and stuff like that. I mean,
yes.
Choir helped.
Yes.
It definitely did. When I'm thankful for that. And I think a lot of my ability to sing shifted once I took choir. Because I don't think I was really that good before.
I beg to differ, but okay.
But the voice lessons thing, it would have been cool. Because when we were in Guatemala this last time and Andre and I were doing our duet, Megan came and helped us with she teaches music. She teaches voice lessons, guitar, piano, and I think a little bit of uke. But okay. She was like helping us with just vocalizing, opening your mouth and where your breathing is supposed to be and just all these different things. And it was just fascinating.
That's
because
cool.
I've never had voice lessons. And so I was like, that is neat.
Yeah, that would be really cool to have. Or even for me too, another one I just thought of also would be like learning a language. It would be so cool. I always wanted to learn French.
Do it.
Yeah. I'm just not very good, like self-taught. I feel like it would take me a very, very long time to self-teach myself that.
Yeah. Language, self-taught is no joke. I'm always really impressed with the people who can do that because
– yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I would have learned Spanish if I didn't live in Peru for a year.
Right.
Yeah, because you just need to use it. What areas of your life do you use your skills, talents the most, Abby? I feel like you kind of alluded to this with your kids, but...
Yeah, I would probably say with my kids the most. Like, ever since having kids, I've been using those hobbies again.
Yep.
Because there was a time where I didn't really draw. For a couple of years. And then once I had kids, they always were like, well, can you draw this for me? Can you draw this for me? I'm like, sure.
Yep. Yep. Well, that's fun.
I would play guitar for them too. And so just stuff like that.
Yeah. I use mine all the time. I use my ukulele on every single mission trip. So there's that. And I use my Spanish on every single mission trip and also for my job.
Yeah, I was going to say for your job too.
for my own personal Spanish business and even in church. I mean, just the other day we had given assistance to a Hispanic family, so I had to interpret for that. So yeah, I use it all of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so we are going along. So we're gonna kind of rapid fire this last part, I think, about hobbies. This one's not really a long one anyway. We could make it long, but so Abby, what are a few of your hobbies? And then maybe zone in on one.
A few of my hobbies. So I have the cricket, I have the guitar, I have the drawing. I would kind of say that another hobby is like reading. I just started reading.
Yeah.
We started a book club with a couple girlfriends of mine. So that's been a lot of fun. Another hobby of mine is like games. I like to play games. Mm-hmm. So I also have a monthly game night that I do with my friends.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. Those are like the main ones, honestly. Can't think of anything else off the top of my head, but yeah, those are the main ones. What about you, Rachel?
Reading is also a big one. I really love to read. I think lately I have been really liking to learn things. And so a lot of my reading has been had to do with just like holistic things, health, the natural, just that whole kind of thing. That's been really intriguing to me because not being in school, you know, you kind of walk away from the learning and the using your brain. And I've just been very fascinated by holistic health and wellness and all that kind of stuff. And so I feel like that's a lot of what my reading has been.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do love to read. I love to learn. I still love to learn more Spanish, watch Spanish TV shows. And I think the hobby that I will probably zone in on will be sourdough, though. Because,
oh, yes.
Yeah, I almost entirely forgot about that one. But yeah, that's probably been like my biggest hobby in the last couple of years.
I would say so, yeah.
So how did you start? Which hobby were you wanting to zone in on, Abby?
That's a good question. let's see here. Let's zone in on drawing.
Okay. And you already talked about how you started that.
Yeah.
And you've been doing it since you were how old?
Very young. As long as I can remember. I want to say like probably Odin's age. So like 6 for sure.
That's awesome. And you said your dad drew a lot. Did he, like, he didn't necessarily teach you, but like, how did you learn to do it? Did you kind of like watch him do it and then try it? Or
so my parents bought us a lot of like the how to draw books.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, like where it would give you like step by steps on how to draw something.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah. And then for a little while it was like a bunch of those types of books, and then they bought us, do you remember, they probably don't even sell these anymore, but it was like, I can't remember what it's called, but it was like basically this book type thing, and it had like a spot, like it had 2 slits, and one of the slits was for a paper that you were tracing, and then it reflected onto the other paper and you could draw, like it would trace it.
Oh, I don't know if I've seen that.
Yeah, so you were like tracing a reflection, if that makes sense. So that's, I used cool. that to learn how to do it. And my son got one for his birthday, and it's very similar to that too, except it must be like the more updated version.
What? You're old?
I know. I'm like, what? They make these?
Oh, no.
But his is like a projector almost. So it's like a light up projector type thing. It has the piece of paper that's see-through with all the lines, and it just lights up and he draws over it.
Wow.
So he learns how to trace from there. So he's been drawing like dragons, dinosaurs, different sceneries, so like sea life, ocean, all the stuff.
Wow, that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. How often do you draw now, Abby?
Maybe like a handful of times a month, I would say.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm
crazy. Yeah.
Sure. What do you like most about your hobby?
I would say kind of how relaxing it is, and also just that I can share something like that with my son. I think that's really cool. Because it's something we can bond over and draw together or color together or whatnot. And I really enjoy that.
Sure. So for me, how I started sourdough, I think Stephanie, which is a mutual friend of Abby and I's, had started sourdough, and it looked interesting. But it was very, it also looked very intimidating and very scary to me.
Yeah.
But then I remember to me. Yeah, it's not as intimidating as it looks, I promise.
Okay.
And so I think the new year rolled around in maybe 22 or 21. I'm trying to remember when it was. It's crazy that it's even that long ago already.
Yeah,
I'm going to guess it was 22. Time.
Yeah, I swear it was like last year. No, that wasn't even last year. Oh my gosh, that was
years ago. I know, we're in 2024. So yeah, I think she was doing it and I wanted to do like something new. Like I wanted to learn something new.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to take this leap. And then I was like kind of thinking about doing it. And then somebody offered me their sourdough starter, like to give me, feed their starter and feed me one. And I thought, oh boy, now it's real. Now I actually have to.
Right.
I think I've been doing that for a couple of years now. I learned to do it by kind of just the internet and asking questions from friends that had done it in the past. And it's pretty easy to learn. Once you get the hang of how like feeding your starter works, the recipes are always so laid out. So it's not super hard. As far as how often I bake sourdough, usually once a week.
Okay.
If not more than once a week. Because I'm usually on Wednesdays, I'm always making like sourdough sandwich bread or sourdough English muffins. Or the weekend, sometimes I make cinnamon rolls. I've made so many things. I made a sourdough cranberry orange bread one time, which was the bee's knees. It was so good.
That sounds amazing.
And it was nice and moist. And you just put like warm butter on it after you toast it. And oh my goodness.
Yum.
So good. And what do I like most about my hobby? I think similar to you, Abby, I really like that it's just kind of relaxing. It takes you away from whatever you're doing and you can just like be, because you have to take time to mix up all the dough. And then sometimes you have to do like several stretch and folds, or you need to like roll the dough, or like not roll the dough out, but just like knead it for like 10 minutes or knead it until it passes what they call the window pane test, which means you can stretch it and see light through it without the dough breaking. Okay. So it usually takes a lot of kneading. So I just like how relaxing it is. I also like how just fulfilling it is that I can provide homemade, healthy things where I know what's going into it for my family.
Yeah.
So the final question now is, what new hobby would you like to try?
I would probably go back and circle back to what I said earlier, and I would really like to learn a new language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to do it now.
I know. I said on the podcast, it's got to be true.
I know. It's a real thing now.
It is.
I know. I also said piano on the podcast. Uh-oh.
Look what you did.
That means now I have to buy a keyboard and you need to learn French.
Yep. Or some language. Man. Maybe you can teach me Spanish.
I sure could. Oh, man. For me, I think I want to get back into blogging, honestly.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly just about these trips that I've been going on, because there have been so many of them lately. I think it would be cool to start getting back into that, because I did some blogging, I don't know if you remember, when I was in Peru.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of how I kept like a lot of my supporters up to date with what was going on in my life. And also just because it kind of helped me take everything out of my mind and make sense of it.
Yeah.
Just like journaling kind of just helps you get it all out and think it through and everything. So I feel like it would be really good to do like a vlog after each trip to just get things out. And yeah, so I don't know, I kind of like to get back in that, but I also have been kind of looking back over my Peru ones and going, man, I said so many good things. I don't know where that came from. So it's just like, I'm a little scared to start it again, because I'm like, I don't know what I would like say. And I don't even, like I said, I don't remember how I did it, like where the inspiration came in the past. And yeah, I just look it over and I'm like, I wrote that?
Well, just like make it natural. Just kind of like have your own conversation and just kind of updating people. I think that'll be the easiest way to go about it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah, good point. All right. Well, guys, so hopefully you enjoyed this very long episode. I feel like our Get to Know You episodes are usually about 40 minutes long, and that's where we're at.
Well, there's a lot of things that you guys don't get to know about us just from a normal episode. So it's kind of fun to do these episodes so you guys can see a little bit more into our lives.
who we are. And yep, that's the nature of the coffee chit chats, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, we will be coming back sometime.
Once Rachel gets back from Peru.
Next few weeks. Yeah, when I get back from Peru. Our next podcast episode is going to be, I can't remember the exact title, but it's going to have to do with slowing down, kind of living in the moment, not living such a hurried life like we Americans like to live.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope that you guys will stay tuned for that episode because I think it'll be really good.
Yeah. Very refreshing. So
we'll talk to you guys then.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us this week. I hope you enjoyed getting to know Abby and I over a cup of coffee, black for me.
Or a cup of creamer with a dash of coffee for me.
Gross. We look forward to motivating and encouraging you in this crazy thing we call life.
But before you go, make sure you subscribe to our podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Subscribe in Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening. And please, please, please leave a review. We'd love to hear from you. Come tired and leave inspired with Rachel and Abby. Until next time, we're Caffeinated Chicks.